Hello and welcome to Tip TV Master Investor Show with me, Matt Brown. And it gives me great pleasure to welcome onto the show James Faulkner, who is the editorial director of Master Investor Magazine. And you've joined us all the way from Sheffield today.
That's right.
Hello, James. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well. Very well, thank you. So, as I say, you're editorial director of the Master Investor Magazine. So just talk us about what's on the front page of the latest edition.
Well, this month I've been lucky enough to interview Tom Stevenson, who was the investment director of Fidelity International. We've been talking about all things that are going on in the markets lately. Tom's actually responsible for looking after Fidelity's investment guidance for 270,000 of its personal investing customers. He's also written for the Daily Telegraph in the past, is a quite a high-profile commentator on everything investment and finance, so your readers might already be familiar with him through that. He's also rubbed shoulders in the past with people like Neil Woodford and Jim Slater, so he's obviously somebody who's, you know, worth listening to. You can also hear more from Tom at Master Investor on the 25th of March, if any of your viewers are attending that.
So he comes from a great background, so a big scoop to have him certainly on the Master Investor magazine, and certainly one for viewers or people who aren't aware of Master Investor magazine to look it up. Is it an online-based?
It is, yeah. The magazine is free to download at masterinvestor.co.uk every month. It's also going into print this month at the show, so your viewers can pick up a free copy at the show in their Deliot bags.
Fantastic. And Jim Mellon, who's closely linked to Master Investor, can you just talk us through his background? It's a name that a lot of our viewers will be aware of, but some of them not so. So yeah. Just tell us who Jim Mellon is.
Jim Mellon's probably one of the UK's best-known investors. He's had a few kind of big wins over the past with things like getting into the Russian stock market early, getting into biotech early, German property, things like that. And these money trees, as he calls them, sorry, money fountains, is well known for those. So if you attend Master Investor on the 25th of March, you'll hear more about the money fountains that Jim's been investigating lately.
So, I mean, that's the key thing. I think a lot of investors and viewers will want to know what he's up to. Yeah. Can you give us any insight of what he's up to?
Yeah,
at the moment?
He's actually been researching a new book in the United States. It's all about anti-aging and the companies that are investigating and investing into that area at the moment. So that's definitely one to look out for at the show.
Mm. Certainly, we're not. You know, all of us aren't getting any younger, so certainly that's particularly going to be a big growth area. I mean, this month's issue is full of lots of other insights. You've also mentioned the main story. What else could our viewers and readers of the magazine look forward to reading about?
Yeah, we've got a very well-researched piece from one of our favourite writers, Victor Hill. He's been looking at the oil and gas sector and how the oil majors are responding to green energy and renewables and all that kind of thing, and the investment outlook for those companies going forward. We've also got a new column from Alan Steele of Alan Steele Asset Management. Alan's known for his expertise in financial and tax planning, and this is an area where many investors tend to, you know, many investors tend to overlook it, and even despite the fact that, you know, your returns can be influenced significantly by your tax arrangements. And the column, it's called Death and Taxes, and Alan's basically trying to help investors navigate that sector and, you know, stay on top of things.
Certainly, I mean, that's an area that private investors are becoming more aware of and more empowered to get involved in their own investments. So certainly that would be something that is worth reading about. And just moving on to the Master Investor Show, what date was it on again?
March 25th.
March 25th. And whereabouts is it based?
It's Islington, the Design Centre in London.
OK, Okay. And how do our viewers get involved in that? And can they attend, or is it a closed shop?
No, it's open to everyone. If you go to the website, masterinvestor.co.uk, you can get a ticket. There are some options available for discounted tickets. You have to look around for those. I know that yourselves have done some in the past, so yeah.
And what could an investor expect to gain from visiting this show?
Well, it's all about getting sort of up close and personal with the people that you're investing with and investing alongside. So you'll obviously there's people there like Jim Mellon who are, you know, world class investors, and then you've actually got publicly quoted companies there what you can invest into. And you've also got the financial services companies that help, you know, facilitate investing. So you've got a spread of, you know, the entire sort of spectrum of investing there.
And you mentioned attendees to this Master Investor show will get a free copy of the magazine. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. And the delegate bags alongside a load of other freebies. So it's another reason to attend on the 25th.
So you get lots of face time with obviously important investors and players in the market. So it's almost a must-visit event if you're in that space as an investor.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, if you're even remotely interested in investing, you know, turn up, because there's always something there to interest people and to make the day a lot more entertaining than a usual Saturday day out.
and I assume you'll be down there in the Islington.
Yeah, the magazine's got a stand as well. So if any readers like to come and say hello, that'd be great. I've got a few of my fellow writers there as well. So yeah, come down and say hello.
Well, fantastic. And that, as you say, was on the 25th of March.
Yep.
And your website is
masterinvestor.co.uk.
Super. Well, James Faulkner, Editorial Director of Master Investor Magazine, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for coming and joining us on Tip TV.
Thanks very much. It's been a pleasure.